This podcast is brought to you by the Buy American, Support America t-shirt. Right now, if you go to HowieCarShow.com, click store, and get your Buy American, Support America t-shirt, you'll get a free book by Howie Carr. There's tons of packages, so go check them out now.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Are you supporting the law enforcement community or are you supporting communities of color? This is a false binary choice. The George Floyd incident certainly accelerated this conversation, and we find ourselves at a place with a package that I think speaks to the families that I spoke with yesterday who lost loved ones. We hear you.
So what we say on the Democratic side is let's not do something that is a token. Half-hearted approach.
Dog whistle! Dog whistle!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You could have cut New York's death toll by up to 80%. Do you feel responsible for the New Yorkers who died in this pandemic?
I think the New Yorkers who died did not die because we failed them.
I was not exactly right.
New York City police arresting a man accused of pushing a 92-year-old woman to the ground.
Yesterday, police charged 31-year-old Rashid Brimage with assault. He has approximately 65 prior arrests.
I'm shocked.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Quaker Oats, which is owned by Pepsi, announcing that they're getting rid of the 130-year-old Aunt Jemima brand, famous for pancake mixes, maple syrup, and other breakfast foods.
We're going to be here the entire morning with no maple syrup and no toothpicks. I'm definitely not going to have my pancakes.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Should the statue of Churchill be there or not?
Well, I've heard many arguments. Some say that he's a racist. Some say that he's a hero. I haven't personally met him.
Because he's been famously dead for 60 years.
What?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Just to give you an update, Aunt Jemima is going to be retired because she's black. And they're demanding that the snap, crackle, and pop on the Rice Krispie box be retired because they're white. Okay? So just try to keep up with it. It changes from hour to hour as we go through the days. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And we've been talking about schools and tailors and bridal shops, et cetera, et cetera. And one of our recurring themes here is the endless lockdown continues in the most locked-down state in the union, believe it or not. Massachusetts is restaurants, and it's having a devastating effect on restaurants, especially on the Cape, where they rely so much on the summer tourism industry, which is getting underway. The first day of summer is Sunday, Father's Day. So in Yarmouth, the restaurants are organizing. They're going to have a gathering tomorrow. And joining us now to talk about that is Jerry Manning, a good friend of the Howie Carr Show. He's the owner of Captain Parker's Pub in West Yarmouth, and they make great chowder. And he's here to tell us about the gathering tomorrow. Jerry, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Oh, hello, Howie. Good to be on the show again. You do a great job.
So tell us now. What's the story at Captain Parker's? Are you guys are open for takeout? Do you have any outdoor seating?
Yes, we're very fortunate. About 8 years ago, I put an outside deck on. I had to kind of fight for it for about 30 years. But we have 9 tables out there. But we also have a big bar out there. They were anxious to get fired up, but it's so important to our local economy down here to get all the businesses open, Howie. You know, every day counts down here. We only have a very, very short season, like other economies in the state. You know, out in Western Mass, you know, we have to really open up and get our businesses hitting on all 8 cylinders. So we decided to try to do some kind of a reenactment of the Boston Tea Party back in 1775.
All right. The Sons of Liberty.
Yes, sir, the Sons of Liberty. And that group were very frustrated with the laws that and the taxes that the Brits right. were putting on the colonies. And so we're doing a little reenactment. What we want to do is to throw these bundles of tea into the really bales into the Bass River. So we're meeting about 11 o'clock tomorrow down at Smuggler's Beach, right on the Bass River in South Street in South Yarmouth. And so we're going to reenact. We're going to have three bales. One bale is going to be marked T to reenact the historical Tea Party. And the other one is going to be marked Yarmouth Economy. And then that all the businesses are going to put in copies of their licenses, their permits, their mortgages, their tax bills, the utility bills, their payrolls. It's going to be, you know, just an effort to end the frustration that we're having down here as business owners.
Jerry, I appreciate your effort, but do you really think they're going to listen? I mean, it's like it's become a cult keeping the state shut down. And you know, the legislators have totally abdicated their responsibility to the governor, and he's the leader of this lockdown cult. I don't know how else to describe it.
It is a lockdown, Howie. And again, our local reps, we have two local reps, two Republicans. They're very, very much in favor of the business community. They're very supportive to us. The town has been very supportive. The town of Yarmouth and Dennis, they have been very supportive to the businesses, giving us permits to have tents in our parking lots and such. But again, we have this is a demonstration so people can have their freedom back, their freedom of choice. That if a person wants to go out to a restaurant, it's their choice. And if you have a condition and you feel that the virus is a real threat, then you should stay home. But the young people, we have to get the young people back to work. We have to get people back to work. We're having a devil of a time trying to get workers here at Captain Parker's. Everybody wants to stay home on unemployment. The government has a workforce locked up.
Right. They're making an extra $600 a week. So Captain Parker's can't really compete with a government that's paying them their unemployment plus an extra $600 a week, right?
Right, and the kitchen staff we pay very well in the front of the house. Of course, they rely on their tips. But the people we do curbside pickup, you know, and the people have been so generous. They are so happy to get the food. They're tired of cooking, you know, at home. And we do have a deck, outside deck, and people are so happy to be able to sit down, have a cocktail, have a drink. It's outside, but God knows they were sitting out there the other day. It was a cold east wind was blowing, but they were still out there because they wanted to be out there.
Right. It beats staying inside. So I'm just looking at your press release here. Local restaurants, this is just in the town of Yarmouth, generated approximately $641,000 in meal tax revenue and $2.8 million in rooms tax revenue in 2019 in the town of Yarmouth. That's that's just one town, $641,000 in meals tax and $2.8 million in rooms taxes. And it's all that money is going out the window.
It's evaporated. The town of Yarmouth had a meeting last night. Again, they were very supportive of this reenactment. They're making cuts. They have to make cuts. They know that this money is not going to be here in the wintertime. It's not just the few months that we have in the summer. This is going to be a long, drawn out. We're tired of having the goalpost move. You know,
right.
The governor is moving the goalposts back all the time. You know, we did flatten the curve. You know, we only have, I think we have one case of COVID in Yarmouth, thank God, because we've been very good citizens down here. And we've been, when we open the restaurant, we have you know, as restaurant tours and people that work in restaurants, we're very trained. We're very well trained. We've been fighting viruses for years. We keep a clean kitchen, you know, and we're professionally trained. So they should be able to open up inside dining. And,
Okay, so Jerry, this is a demonstration. You want as many people out there as possible, so it looks good for the TV cameras and the newspaper photographers, et cetera, right? So if you could make it out to Smuggler's Beach tomorrow, at what time?
Well, we're going. It's from 10 to noon, but it's going to start really at 11 o'clock. And we're asking people to wear their masks and to be to be careful, but. You know, we want them to cheer us on, and it's going to be a very sharp program, a few speakers, and we just want to, shake things up with the governor. We know the governor's trying to do a good job, but he has to start being pro-business. We have to get the economy open. We have to get people off the unemployment rolls, and we have to get back to some form of normalcy.
How about this, Jerry? This is what you should say tomorrow. Governor Baker, tear down this wall.
I'll tell you, it is a wall, Howie. It's a wall, and it's really, people are feeling oppressed. And
I understand.
Yep. Tear down this wall is right.
Tear down this
thank
wall.
Thank you so much for...
Hey, thank you. We want to get you all you guys back working. I mean, we were going to be down there for a whole week. Me and Grace and the mailroom manager. We were going to be down there going from place to place and having all kinds of book signings and remote broadcasts and all that. We're all out of that, and it's very frustrating for us too. It's frustrating for everybody. And there's what is the need for this at this point? Jerry Manning from Captain Parker's Pub, we'll put something on the website. But if you want to go to out tomorrow, go to Smuggler's Beach in South Yarmouth, South Shore Drive. It starts around 11 o'clock, and cheer them on. They're trying to get a demonstration, trying to get the governor's attention. Who knows? He's the leader of a cult. It's hard to. It's not like you're dealing with a normal politician. This is a religious movement now for him. But you got to do the best you can to try to save the summer and save the business and save everybody's jobs. Thank you, Jerry Manning from Captain Parker's Pub in West Yarmouth. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the maestro of microaggression. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
The name of Jerry Manning's place is Captain Parker's Pub, not Governor Parker's Pub. Don't get him confused. We'll send out a tweet with a link to YarmouthRestaurants.com to find out more, so you can find out more about the event tomorrow if you want to show up. But again, Captain Parker's, not Governor Parker's. Honey is the free online shopping tool that automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your card. And now it's part of the PayPal family. Start saving in seconds. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Howie. It saves you hundreds of dollars in a short period of time if you do a lot of shopping on the internet. And it's getting more and more convenient to do that. Unfortunately, you can't even try clothes on anymore in Massachusetts for alterations. That's joinhoney.com/Howie. And speaking of not being able to get alterations, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should fitting or changing rooms be allowed to reopen in Massachusetts?
Yes.
67% saying yes.
All right. 844-500-4242. Have you seen this thing about the airlines? They're really getting imperious, too. It's like all these airlines are based in Charlie Parker's office at the State House.
What, that they're taking away alcohol on flights?
Well, they thought that's one thing. I mean, I could deal with that more than I could deal with this these mask edicts.
Oh yeah, they're making. Me too.
This is United Airlines. If the passenger does not comply, quote, the flight attendant will file an incident report and a security team will launch an investigation at the plane's destination. That person will also be placed on a internal, this is a quote, internal travel restriction list, USA Today reported. This is what United's chief customer officer said. Every reputable health institution says wearing a mask is one of the most effective things people can do to protect others. That's what they say today. Yesterday, Dr. Fauci said, don't bother with the masks. So I'll go with what he said yesterday as opposed to what he's saying today. Okay? Airlines for America, that's an airline lobbying group. This is even more ominous. Said in a statement Monday that several of its participating airlines would, quote, implement appropriate consequences. Hear that, Grace? Appropriate consequences. For passengers who are found to be in non-compliance of the airline's face covering policy, up to and including suspension of flying privileges.
Your papers are not in order.
On their airline. Appropriate consequences. Incident reports. Internal travel restriction lists. Yabal! Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, it looks like the city of Haverhill is digging in for a long summer of restaurant quarantining. They're building wooden platforms in two, three parking spaces in front of every restaurant. Or many restaurants to accommodate outdoor dining.
Really? So they don't think they're going to, it appears that they don't think they're going to be open, huh?
Well, inside. Not for indoor dining. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
When are towns going to just start saying, hey, you know, Governor Parker, if you want us to enforce these bans, send down your local Stasi to enforce them. Your local KGB, you know, you can handle this. We're not going to crush the local economy. You know, it's easy to kill a business. It's just like it's easy to kill anything. It's a lot easier. It's a lot harder to start it and to nurture it and to make it work for everybody in the community. And they don't care. They don't care because they haven't missed a paycheck, have they? Not a dime. Not a dime. Thanks for the call, Mark. We got time for Leslie? Good time? No. All right, we will be right back. I got more things to do, more stuff to get to here. 844-500-4242. Splash Mountain could be on the way out, too, or at least the name. I'm Howie Carr.
Have you had enough yet of the volatility of the stock markets? Down 1,000 or more points one day, up the next. Are you tired of watching that little box at the bottom of your TV screen that shows the market plunging hundreds of points? You need to get diversified with Orion Metal Exchange. You shouldn't be caught flat-footed in this roller coaster ride the stock markets have been on. No matter what the reason, the coronavirus or before that, the oil price war abroad, you always need to be diversified. And that means owning some precious metals, gold and silver. Listen up. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. If you still haven't taken advantage of their no obligation guide, it's not too late. Give them a call today to learn more about gold and silver. Call Orion today at 1-800-912-2300. That's 1-800-912-2300. Call them now. 1-800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We were on a call, Zoom, whatever you... What do you call those things? WebEx? Whatever.
We were at Governor Parker's pub. It's not near Captain Parker's Pub, however. Do we have another Biden cut, by the way, before we go any further tonight?
If Americans lose what faith they have left, what little faith they have left in the government's ability to manage this pandemic, we'll see much deeper and longer lasting economic impacts than we even, and with even greater repercussions for people's well-beings.
People's well-beings. Was he looking down then, Taylor, or was he staring ahead like into a teleprompter?
I'm not sure what he was doing. Jared cut up the clips here, but I always look after my well-beings. They keep my water clean.
I'm always worried about getting some inflections in the from the water. That was his earlier cut. He's worried about inflections, not infections.
First, we have to do everything we can to avoid deadly spikes in the infections as people.
As people. All right. Demands are growing to rebrand Splash Mountain because because it's tied to the disavowed 1946 film Song of the South. But, you know, they actually did make a good point in this story that it's nobody really cares about the Song of the South. It's all about the fact that it's a good ride. As somebody described it, it's a generic log flume that could be about anything wet. It's a really good ride. It's the best ride, I think, at Disney World.
And, When's the last time you were at Disney World?
I'd say about 15, 20 years, 20 years ago.
Yeah, they've got better rides now. But I mean,
they do?
Yeah.
Like what?
Mission to Mars is really cool.
Yeah.
Have you been on that one?
No, I haven't. I like the Haunted Mansion was pretty good, too.
The Tower of Terror?
Oh, yeah.
The Tower of Terror is really good, too, actually. Yeah.
But, I mean, with Splash Mountain, even if you get rid of the characters, you're not getting rid of what used to be there or the history of it. People are still going to look at it and say, you know what that used to be? It used to be Splash Mountain had characters from Song of the South. You're not going to be able to get rid of that.
Yeah, but when I first heard that this was a controversy, I couldn't even remember what was there. You know, all I remember is going down into the water. You know, that's what I remembered about it. I think that's what 99% of the people.
So I'm actually watching this week this great documentary series on how they built all the parks, and it's very in depth. And the Splash Mountain was derived from this outdated ride or exhibit they had in Bear Country in what used to be a section of Disney World. So they just repurposed the characters and used it for Splash Mountain. So it's really very insignificant, whatever
right.
quote-unquote significance it does hold for people.
Yeah. What are they going to do about this song from Song of the South that won the Academy Award, Zippity Doodah? Is that going to give up its Oscar to the runner-up? How does that work?
John Boehner's already canceled for whistling that one on the way out.
844-500-4242. This is a story. I guess it's not funny, but Mayor Cheryl Shelby of Olympia, Washington, she's very woke. You've seen the pictures. She's got one of those rainbow flags outside of her front door. A rainbow flag. And in the front window, she's got a BLM sign. So you can't get much more woke than that. But she was out on Friday night. I don't know where she was when the rioters came to her house. And guess what? It didn't really matter that she had that rainbow flag and that BLM sign. They trashed her house. This is what she told the hometown newspaper, the Olympian, when she got back and found her house wrecked. I'm really trying to process this. It's like domestic terrorism. It's unfair. It hurts when you're giving so much to your community. Oh no. As the American thinker noted, the gay rainbow banner brought her no immunity. But many liberals seem to think they are somehow exempt from the chaos they unleash by offering their support to violent radicals. And you know what the, you know the famous saying, a conservative is a liberal who's been mugged. 844-500-4242. One last thing here before we take some more calls. The U.S. Attorney's Office, the FBI, they released a bunch of gangbangers yesterday. Some of them were already in custody. 20 members and associates of NOB, NOB, a Boston-based street gang, have been charged in federal court in Boston for various crimes, including RICO, violent crimes in the aid of racketeering, drug trafficking, crossing state lines for the purposes of prostitution, the Mann Act, firearms charges, bank fraud. NOB is an abbreviation for Norton Olney Barry Streets in Dorchester. And in a recorded jail cell during a time of violence against a rival gang, a NOB member remarked that the gang's rivals were, quote, dropping like flies, dropping like flies. I thought you might like some of these nicknames, though. Michael Brandeo, a.k.a. Frizzblock Fredo. Frizzblock Fredo. Wilson Gonsalves Mendez, a.k.a. Dub, as in W, right? Josiah Texera, a.k.a. Trouble. Joseph Gomes, a.k.a. J-Money. Alidio Barbosa, a.k.a. Ace Boogie. Moses
that would
Cabral.
Be, that would be your code word name for the Secret Service if you were president, Howie.
Ace
Boogie. Yes, Ace Boogie's on the move.
Well, there's some other good ones here, too. I could be Darius Bass, a.k.a. Trigger Trey.
No, you're Ace Boogie.
Okay, I got some more thing. Moses Cabral, a.k.a. Mo Money, M-O-E Money, Mo Money. But the one I really would like to be my Secret Service name, Taylor, is the one that was given the moniker, the underworld handle that was given to one Samuel Matho, a.k.a. Hammer Thang. Hammer Thang.
Can you Not spell thing. Can you spell Hammer, please?
H-A-M-M-A Thang, T-H-A-N-G. And I was wondering about this one because wasn't there some kind of bar, some kind of hipster bar that named all of its fancy drinks after rap songs and rap things, and they had to rename everything because it was cultural appropriation, and one of the drinks was named Thang. So how does Andrew Lelling get away with calling this guy Hammer Thang? Isn't that a cultural appropriation for the U.S. attorney to steal that name from that gangbanger? I don't know. I'm just raising the point, you know? The last time I saw the word Thang, it was being called cultural appropriation in this woke era in which we live.
Move on, Ace Boogie.
That's Hammer Thang to you. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr, with Hammer Thang. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Howie. You got me spun up a little bit with that story about the United flight and their monitoring of mask wearing and whatnot.
Yes.
I was on a KLM flight about 3 weeks ago, Atlanta to Amsterdam, without any notice whatsoever, got on the airplane, no food, nothing to drink except a bottle of water. That was it. And it was a 9-hour flight, and I was in business. And
business.
A week later,
so you spent like an extra grand or two, right? To get a bottle of water, so the most expensive bottle of water in your life.
That was it. And I went up to the front of the airplane, right outside the cockpit. And there was a tray of sandwiches there. And I said to the flight attendant, I said, oh, you got sandwiches here. She goes, that's for the crew. I said, so a business, because there is no first class anymore going over the North Atlantic, at least on the European and the American carriers. And she said, no, that's for the crew. And I said, oh, so a full fare business class passenger gets starved and you guys are eating sandwiches. So she just turned away and walked down the aisle, and then I stole a sandwich and went back to my seat.
Shame on you. You know, Jim, I'm going to put you on the internal travel restriction list. There are going to be appropriate consequences, as the airlines say, for this kind of behavior. You know that.
I can't travel. So a week or maybe 2 weeks later, I'm on an ANA flight, an Asian carrier, an airline of Japan, going from Kennedy to Tokyo. Full service, no restrictions whatsoever.
So let me guess, would you be more inclined to go with the Japanese airline or the Dutch airline the next time around?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks for the call, Jim. Internal travel restrictions list for those who do not have the papers in order. We will place you on the list, their list. Leslie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Leslie.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I haven't heard anything yet about the resignation of several police chiefs in around Boston, namely Newton. And I was just surprised that you're not mentioning anything about it.
I didn't know about it. I know a lot of police around the country are resigning, you know, rank-and-file uniformed officers and people higher up, as I assume, detectives, sergeants, lieutenants, et cetera. You know? I didn't know that. We'll check into that, okay, Leslie? We'll see if we can find out more about the police chiefs resigning. Thanks for the call. Charlie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hey, Howie. You know, I was just thinking that... Where Aunt Jemima, she just got her pink slip after 130 years. You know, her and Joe Biden are approximately the same age. And
I think Aunt Jemima is in much better shape than Joe Biden.
Joe is looking for a woman of color. It might work out pretty well for the both of them.
I hadn't even thought about that, Charlie. That's not a bad suggestion. He probably thinks Aunt Jemima is a real person. I wouldn't be surprised. You know, we tried to talk at that town hall that he had where they were doing. He was taking questions from people that had been pre-recorded, and he actually was talking to them like he really thought they were there. He didn't know or had forgotten that they were just videotape. He thought they were real. He thought they were breathing people addressing him. It's crazy. 844-500-4242. There's another reason not to watch the news tonight. They're all going to go crazy with this John Bolton stuff. I mean, talk about a tempest in a teapot. John Bolton is going to be the Robert Mueller for about 48 hours until everybody forgets about it and moves on to the next shiny object. Maybe we'll talk about it when we come back, or we'll just take more calls. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zucco from Hanson, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Should the statue of Churchill be there or not, do you think?
Well, I've heard many arguments on both sides. Some say that he's a racist. Some say that he's a hero. I haven't personally met him. But what I would say is that question of whether he should remain should be put to the community.
Can we put to the community, if you know your rear end from a hole in the ground? I mean, come on. Have you ever read a book? God, how dumb can people be? Churchill died, I think, in 1965, and she's wondering if she's ever met him. She lives in England, the UK, and she doesn't know who Winston Churchill is or was.
She should watch The Crown. That's what I've been watching. There's a lot of stuff about Winston in there.
844-500-4242. I'm just looking over these descriptions. Bolton book claims Trump pressed China's leader to aid reelection. Reports. Oh, wow. Boy, that's a barn burner of a book, huh? These are leaks to the New York Times and the Washington Post, which they're going to give a fair shake to the president, right? And if he asked the Chinese to purchase more American farm products, is that any different than Obama saying tell Vladimir I'll have more flexibility after the election? I mean, what's the big deal?
You know, I know how John Bolton's claims are legitimate.
How?
He took them straight to a publisher instead of the Department of Justice.
That's right. Yeah, this is I'm just looking at the story in the New York Post. The book also asserts that that while his snap judgments, meaning Trump's snap judgments, sometimes mirrored Bolton's views, others were reckless and risky. In other words, when he agreed with what Bolton, who never ran for anything in his damn life, wanted to do, those were smart moves. If he disagreed with what Bolton wanted to do, he was reckless and risky.
That's how I usually argue with people, too. If you agree with me, I'm like, you know, you got a good head on your shoulders. But if you disagree with me, you cannot be trusted.
Yeah, you should have been impeached. His thinking was like an archipelago of dots, like individual real estate deals, leaving the rest of us to discern or create policy. Oh, it's so difficult being in the Praetorian Guard, isn't it? Trying to clean up after the emperor who has no clothes. Oh, but this is, oh, they're going to be all excited about this on MSNBC and CNN tonight. Somehow I'm going to manage to avoid it all, I think. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call, you and the gang. Hey, listen, Biden had a little get-together in his basement with CNN, I heard, through Brian Williams about, they asked him a question about all these big companies going under because of the pandemic, and they said, Joe, you know what Jordan Marsh is, right? And he said, yeah, it's a swamp, ain't it? So they went to cut. But anyway, I wanted to ask you another question. Howie, I want to ask you one more thing.
Go ahead.
So if the Song of the South has to give up its first place finish at the Emmys or Enemas or whatever it's called.
Oscars.
Does that mean that Barbara Jenner has to give up the gold medal to the second place finisher from...
Thanks, Rocky. 844-500-4242. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Canceled! Al, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Al.
Howie.
Yes.
Oh, you there? Okay, buddy. Anyway, I just wanted to say, I'm 70 years old. I grew up in the D.C. suburbs back when the Black Panthers were around. Anyway,
right.
Huey Newton, Bobby Seale. But in any case, one of my friends had the best T-shirt ever. I had Zippy the Pinhead and Grateful Dead Ice Cream Kid, but this guy had a T-shirt, which was awesome. It was Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, side by side, with shotguns slung over their back and their fists raised in the air.
I never saw that T-shirt myself. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.